Welcome back from the weekend. We're happy you're taking 10 minutes for CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azus at the CNN Center. First story takes us to a nation of 26 million people between Saudi Arabia and the Gulf of Aden. It's Yemen. Its government was overthrown in January by Houthi rebels who'd been at odds with the Yemeni government for years. The country is very unstable. A terrorist attack on two mosques last Friday killed more than 130 people and wounded hundreds more. The ISIS militant group said it was responsible. But Al-Qaeda also operates in Yemen, and the U.S. says security there continues to get worse. That's why the American military pulled all of its remaining personnel out of the country this weekend. In Yemen's capital, the American embassy was closed last month. In our coverage of the conflict in Ukraine, we've talked about how relations between the U.S. and Russia have declined. According to Gallup surveys, about half of the American population had a positive view of Russia 3 years ago. Today, 70% of Americans have an unfavorable view, and 82% of Russians disapprove of U.S. leadership. When Gallup asked Americans earlier this year what country they'd consider to be America's greatest enemy, 18% answered Russia, the most of any nation worldwide. North Korea was right behind that. So it's significant that with relations between the U.S. and Russia being at their lowest point since the end of the Cold War, Russia would invite North Korea's leader to an event in Moscow.